All right, welcome to part two of Jenna's AMA in celebration of 1,000 plus Reddit followers. We are on to our next question, and this one was submitted anonymously. And the question is, do you like anal sex? I do like it. It's not my first choice, but I'm totally game for it. I usually use a vibrator at the same time so that I can relax myself and also get some pleasure. And so, yeah, I do like it. DMG Audios asks, what's your favorite audio that you've heard? Well, I hate to give publicity to somebody who I don't respect as a voice actor. But there is a certain person out there who put out some good, rape content that I was very fond of. You can look that up and maybe you'll find him. The other one that I liked a lot was, I can't remember the name of the voice actor who did it, but it was a sort of historical French Revolution style piece, and it was, the narrator was acting as Robespierre from that time period, and he was kind of taking advantage of a woman looking for her husband. And something about the fact that it was historical made it sexy. I really like fantasy settings, even though that's more of a historical setting, but historical fantasy in this sense. That really turns me on, so I enjoyed that. Billy asks, what is your naughtiest fantasy? So I've come to feel like some of my fantasies aren't that naughty after listening to Gone Wild Audios and recording Gone Wild Audios, but any sort of daddy-daughter incest kind of thing is usually a huge turn-on for me. I've been into older men since I was a little girl, and I'm very, very into it, so really it could be anything. I'm sorry that that's not salacious or descriptive, but yeah, I love daddy-daughter stuff, and also I don't get huge into the size difference kink, but I remember as a kid, I always really liked Thumbelina and Tinkerbell, and the idea of being like a very small girl, even if I'm with like a very small guy, it doesn't have to be like a normal size guy, although that's hot too. Something about that has always been kind of a turn on, so yeah. This question was submitted anonymously. Do you go to the gym or do any sports as a hobby? Regretfully, I do not do any sports as a hobby. I think it could be fun to do, like, I don't know, volleyball or golf or tennis or something like that, but I don't. And I don't go to the gym. I didn't get this curvaceous body by going to the gym, so I think that's going to be changing soon because I have an accountability partner who's going to be forcing me to work out more. But as of this moment, I do not go to the gym. Another anonymous question. What is an absolute turn-on for you? So, in the vein of daddy-daughter stuff, anybody who calls me princess is a big turn on. I also really like sort of mustache twirling villains in comics or anime or cartoons. So any sort of like silly villain bad boy type, that turns me on. That sense of like, you know, they're gonna kidnap you and have their way with you, and maybe somebody's gonna save you and maybe not, but maybe you'd rather not be saved because they're so hot. So this is from College Wi-Fi. He asks, or they ask, you obviously have a thing for daddy-daughter. What about it attracts you the most? This is a multi-part question, so I'm going to answer this one first. I think the desire to give up control attracts me to it a lot, and the desire to be protected and coddled. I am a very stressed person. I don't deal with stress well, and so the idea of being with somebody who can take care of me in that way, and that being the daddy type, that's what makes me like it, I think. He also says, or they also say, I'm sorry, I've really liked your Futanari audios. Are you warming up to them? Do you like the implied dominance? Yeah, I'm warming up to them. I've definitely enjoyed Futa porn in the past. So, yeah, I like them. Usually the Futa content I like is girl on girl, but I am warming up to the girl on guy Futa. It's nice. Yeah, so, and as far as the implied dominance, I've definitely become more aware of my switching tendencies as I've become more involved in the world of voice acting. So yeah, I do like the implied dominance. Sometimes being a little dominant can be fun. Do I have thoughts on doing more female for female or female for trans female audios or sissy slash transformation audios? Yeah, I like doing female for female, and I've never done a female for trans female, but I'm willing to. I, as a cis person, don't often feel comfortable saying this is for trans men or this is for trans women, because I don't know what they want, and I don't want to impose my like my porn on somebody who's like, oh no, I don't actually like that. And that's a weird thing to say, right? Because trans men and trans women are the same as men and women, and saying female for female or female for male is kind of the same thing. But because gender is so fluid, I prefer to say female for any rather than female for trans person. Because I don't want to exclude gender fluid people, gender queer people, non-binary people. So that's the complicated answer to that. And then sissy transformation audios, I'd be willing to do them, but I haven't come across a script that interested me, so if you have any suggestions, feel free to send them my way. There is a script suggestion channel in my Discord, so if you want to suggest something, I'll definitely take a look. This question is from Mattias. He asks, would you be open to dirty pen pals with people, including me also getting photos of the other person? I'm going to say that I'm not open to that currently, only because my Patreon involves a Snapchat relationship, depending on what tier you get to. And so that becomes sort of a dirty pen pal relationship. So if you want to be dirty pen pals with me, I would recommend getting on my Patreon. It's only $10 a month to get access to my Snapchat, and then we can be dirty pen pals. So that's my answer to that one. This is an anonymous question. What was the first sex toy you ever owned, and what made you decide to buy it? The first sex toy I ever owned was a blue jelly vibrator with a clit stimulator. So it had an insertion portion and then a clit nub or whatever. And it had these ridges along the shaft at the, like, near the base. So when I pushed it inside myself all the way, I would get those ridges, and I didn't like them. But otherwise, I was very fond of that toy. I had my first vibrator orgasm with it, and I named it Jasmine because it was blue, but it was more, almost a midnight blue, but nonetheless, I named it Jasmine. It might have had, like, kind of a glittery sheen to it. And the reason I bought it is because the guy I was dating at the time wanted me to try orgasming in different ways. So that is what happened. And I think I was 17 or 18 at the time. Another anonymous question. Do you actually get turned on while reading stories, or are they strictly for others' pleasure? So, I do get turned on. I mean, there's varying levels of turned on, right? So there's, yeah, this is hot, I acknowledge this is hot, end of story. And then there's, holy shit, this is so hot, I'm gonna masturbate as soon as I'm done recording this. And I would say I've been at both ends of the spectrum and in the middle. I'm probably usually more in the middle. So yeah, I mean, I do get turned on, and it's a turn on to me to record and to know that other people are gonna be listening. So it is a turn on. Christina asks, what value does making an audio have for you? What does it add to your life that you don't get from other hobbies? Well, making an audio is a creative expression for me, especially when I do my own improvs that aren't commissioned improvs. So, like, your daughter visits you on your name day at the castle audio, or the lesbian Fuda audio that I just made. Those are a way for me to express my creativity in a way that I can do by writing, but instead this is distributed to a wider audience, and it's enjoyed in a different way. So that's a big part of it, is that creative outlet. And then it certainly is nice to get the validation of somebody saying, wow, this audio was really hot, or your voice made me come 3 times, or whatever, you know, like, that feels good. And I would be lying if I said that I didn't enjoy that validation. You know, my most played audio has, like, 27,000 plays. And to me, that's, I mean, that might be small potatoes for some, but to me, that's huge. So the thought that people clicked on that 27,000 times to listen to it and get off, that's awesome. anonymous question. How did you get into mommy play? Mostly through GWA. I had done a teeny tiny bit of mommy play in my real life in the past, but very, very little. So mostly it's been through GWA, and I made a mommy son audio just on a lark, and it was insanely popular. I got 600 upvotes within the day, and I was like, okay, so that's popular. So I tried to embrace it, you know. I realized I'm not, you know, I'm not a little young thing anymore. I'm getting older-ish. And I do have a very comforting, motherly way about me. And so I'm willing to embrace it. It's also just fun to be worshipped in that way, I guess. You know, I love being the submissive one. I'm huge into being the submissive one, but there's something pretty sexy about being like a mommy dom and hearing other people say, you know, I'll do anything for you, or I want to be your good boy, or things like that. Or I want to be your good girl. I mean, it's fun to play with other girls too. So yeah, it was purely through GWA that I got really into it. This question is from Onomatopoeic, and they ask, what kinks or interests do you have that you think might not translate well into audio? I mean, I really like rape play, and I think it's hard to express rape play as the person being raped, so that's hard to translate. And I think also things that are more aesthetic, so like size difference or period pieces or, you know, bondage, those things are harder to translate into audio. Because you have to say, like, oh, I'm so tiny, or, oh, you've got me tied up, or whatever. And I don't feel like that is as sexy, I guess. 'Cause, you know, when you're using your imagination, you maybe don't want to hear the narrator say, oh, yeah, I'm so tiny, and, you know, your cock is, you know, this big, and I'm this big, or whatever. Or like, yeah, we're in the Middle Ages. I don't know. Does that make sense? Those things are hard to describe. There's another question from this person, which is, have you ever read a script or listened to someone else's audio and been particularly aroused by something you didn't expect to be aroused by? What was it and how did it feel? There was one I came across recently that surprised me. Honestly, one thing that has surprised me lately has been lactation fantasies. Those have been kind of arousing, and that's really not something I've ever been interested in before. I mean, I would say that's the only one that's coming to mind right now. If you have more questions about it, you can send me a message. So this question is from current location ABIF. I have no idea what that means. But they asked, do you like to have your feet worshipped? Well, I don't dislike it. I would be totally fine with somebody doing that. And honestly, I've never really done it, so I can't say for sure. I'd be willing to give it a try. Tom asks, oh, so that was Tom in the last one, because they go on to ask, if not feet, what other parts of your body crave worshiping? Well, I feel like the inner thighs get left out of oral sex a lot. So I would love to have my inner thighs kissed and licked and sucked while getting oral sex. And I really could use like a nice back, butt, and thigh massage. So if anybody wants to worship me in that way, that would be great. This is from She Says It Looks Big, and they asked, besides Bob Ross, what other programming fits in the Bob Ross niche for you? And I'm guessing what you mean is like peaceful, relaxing, shut your brain off and just chill kind of programming. And to that, I would say I really enjoy the satisfying videos that people post. Not ASMR, because I don't like that, but like people pouring icing on cakes, or like making cool paintings, paper folding, pottery making. Those kinds of things that are really impressive and really satisfying to watch, that is my Bob Ross type programming. Anonymous question, any chance you'll ever do any hypno audio or something with binaurals? I've considered it. I mean, I tried to do a little bit of binaural stuff on my Come For Mommy audio. I don't have a binaural microphone. I don't know if that's something you have to have, or if you can just make it come out of like both ears, or different ears. Hypno audio, I don't know enough about it. I mean, I'm not saying no, and there is a chance, but I'd have to really look into it because I'm not familiar with it. Max asked, what's your opinion on age when it comes to mommy dommy? And I mean in the sense of the guy's actual age. So if they're 18, 19, 20, for example, does the age difference make a difference? Does it make the fantasy a bit too real, as normally they are what people imagine themselves as being in the fantasy? Well, I'm guessing that you're asking me if I would feel comfortable being with a guy who was that young. And I don't mind it in terms of chatting or, you know, playing around online, but I don't know if I'd be with somebody that young in real life. It is a big age difference. And I mean, maybe I'm not going to count it out, but I'm not sure. I'm sorry, I don't have a better answer for that. But it's just an I'm not sure. So the last question is anonymous, and it says, how did you first learn to masturbate? And related to that, what was your first sex toy? P.S. You are great. So I first learned to masturbate when I was a little kid, prepubescent, and I didn't know I was masturbating. what I would do is I would put my arm through my legs and then reach around and grab that hand from the other side. And then I would grind against my forearm. It sounds weird, but that is how I masturbated until I was like 16. And I didn't know I was having an orgasm. I just knew that I was having some kind of release that calmed me. And so I got to the point where I did it every night before bed because it felt like it was a really good sleep aid, you know, like I could fall asleep very easily and comfortably afterwards. And then I already answered about my first sex toy, but I can tell you that right now I have a few. I have two dildos. One is very, very small. And one is more on the slightly above average size. And then I have a Hitachi magic wand. I also have one of those clit sucker vibrators. And then I also have the Doxy vibrator, which I do enjoy, but the head of it is not as stable as I would prefer, so it's very difficult to use, and I haven't had an orgasm with it yet. So that's a little extra tidbit since I already mentioned my first sex toy. So that's the last question. I hope you guys enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun talking to you guys and answering these questions. I hope that you got the chance to get to know me a little bit better, and I'd be more than happy to do this again, you know, sometime down the road. This was a lot of fun. If you have any other questions for me, you can always private message me. And I would just ask, if you do like what I do, please consider supporting me on Patreon. And it's patreon.com/my Reddit username. And I have a lot of different tiers on there. You can get access to sexy pictures of me. You can get access to my Snapchat where we can talk more. And I also have a Discord you can get on. So please, if you like what I do, you know, use your wallet to show me. That's what creators need, is they need funds to keep doing what they're doing. So yeah, I shameless self-promotion. Consider visiting my Patreon. So thank you so much, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon. Mwah. Bye.